The fun club goes to the aquarium. Level K. Miss Dimple wanted to take the fun club to the beach, but it was too cold and wet. "I have an idea," Miss Dimple said. "Let's go to the aquarium." "Is an aquarium a place to see fish?" Rich asked. "You'll see fish," Miss Dimple said, "and a lot more." The first animals they saw were harbor seals. Some of the seals were swimming and diving. Other seals lay on rocks. "Seals aren't fish," Dana said. "They are mammals. I can see their hair." "Look at their flippers," Rich said. "They look like my swim fins." "Those flippers are like swim fins," Miss Dimple said. "They help seals swim." They stopped next at a big tank. Keb read the label. "Sea jellies." "They do look like jelly," he said. "They are just blobs with long tails," Rich said. "They don't even have bones." "Those tails are called tentacles," Miss Dimple said. "Tentacles help jellies catch food, and some tentacles can sting. The sting helps keep jellies safe." The next tank had sea dragons in them. "First we will see jellies, and now dragons. Where are the fish?" Rich asked. Dana read the label. "Sea dragons are a kind of fish," she said. Keb watched the animals wave in the water. "They look more like seaweed than fish," he said. Next, Miss Dimple led them to a very big tank. It was 3 stories tall. They saw sharks and sea turtles and eels. Small fish darted in and out of caves in a reef at the bottom of the tank. "The tank is so big," said Rich. "Where does all the water come from?" A man heard his question. "Pipes bring water from the sea," he said. "Seawater gets pumped through the tanks each day." "Do you work here?" asked Miss Dimple. "Yes," said the man. "My name is Stan, and I love to tell people about the aquarium." Rich looked in another tank. He saw a diver. "Look," he said. "A diver is swimming with a sea turtle. What a great job." "It's a big job," Stan said. "Divers care for the plants and animals in the tanks. They help keep the tanks clean, too." "What other jobs do people do for the aquarium?" Dana asked. "Some people collect plants and animals for the tanks. Others make sure the plants and animals stay well. We have a hospital where we care for hurt or sick animals. Some workers feed the animals, and people have to keep all those tanks working well." "What do you do?" Dana asked. "I'll show you," Stan said. He took them to a tide pool. "I made this," he said. "I love tide pools," Keb said. "Look at the starfish. Look at the crabs." "Are those rocks real?" Rich asked. "No," said Stan. "We leave real rocks and reefs in the ocean for the plants and animals that live there. We made these rocks the size and shape we needed. They are easy to clean and move." "Look inside the cracks in the rocks," Dana said. "Some animals are hiding in them." "Many animals live in tide pools," Stan said, "but a tide pool is not an easy place to live. The sea comes in and goes out twice a day. Sometimes water covers the animals. Sometimes the sun bakes them. Big waves can wash animals away. Birds can come and eat them. People sometimes take animals away from the tide pools, too." "I have to take you away from this tide pool," Miss Dimple said. "It's time to go home now." They all thanked Stan, who asked them to come back anytime. Miss Dimple said, "If the sun comes out tomorrow, we can go to the beach. And if it doesn't, we can come back to the aquarium," they said.